I'm John Batson with Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. She's in Berlin. We're observing headlines, competing headlines out of London about Mr. Macron of France, Mr. Schulz, Herr Schulz of Berlin. And now we move to Jens Stoltenberg, who has been asked to stay on as Secretary General of NATO an additional year at Brussels. He is quoted as saying, no NATO troops on the ground in Ukraine, characterizing the present opinion of what must be unanimous before these decisions are made. What must also be unanimous is the choice for the next leader of NATO starting in 25, I believe. This year, 24, I've lost count. Judy, your column is excellent because you recommend the Eastern Flank. What does that mean, Judy?
The Eastern Flank essentially means the three Baltic states, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and even further down, Romania and Bulgaria. And I don't include the Nordic because they've had their share of NATO secretary generals. But frankly, these countries who joined the European, who joined NATO in 2004, it's their time. Their time has come. How they see Russia, how they see Ukraine, how they see threats, how they see the security of Europe. And all over the NATO's history, and since 2004, there hasn't been one member of the Eastern Flank leading the NATO transatlantic alliance.
Is there resistance, sort of mumbled resistance? Because if you went to the Baltic states or Poland, you're going to voices that are vividly martial about Russia. Does that make people hesitate?
I think so. I think, yes, there is a feeling among the West European, I don't know why it's still divided, we're European diplomats, the West European diplomats said, oh, they'll be too aggressive towards Russia. And they won't get on with Donald Trump if he's elected. Actually, that's not true, because the Baltic states and the Eastern Flank, as I call it, they're absolutely, absolutely Atlanticist. And they don't mince their words when it comes to dealing with the US administrations. That said, it's got to be recognized that NATO has to change in terms of its threat perception. And thanks to the Eastern Flank, these threat perceptions are now internalized that Russia is the big, big threat. Without these countries, I don't think the West European NATO members would have actually changed that much. They have been a very important factor to actually bolstering European security, European energy security, NATO cybersecurity, NATO conventional aspects of weaponry. And they've been a huge input onto this. Plus, they understand their narrative that is different from the West European narrative, which lived under freedom since 1945. But the East European flank didn't live under freedom from 1945 to 1989. So they have a different narrative. And I think this is very important to see who is going to replace the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who is a Norwegian.
The conversation in Moscow since the beginning of the war, the attack, really since 2014, but certainly since 2022, has been that this is not a war with Ukraine. The Ukrainians are our brothers. This is a war with the, and then fill in the blank, the Nazis, et cetera, and NATO, always emphasizing NATO. That would be Medvedev and Putin both emphasize NATO. And that has been a rallying cry for the Russian forces. Is that a rallying cry for NATO's thinking about itself, that Russia pretends that it's at war with us? Does that change opinions, say, of the next Secretary General? If we're being accused of going to war, let's have somebody who talks tough.
Oh, gosh, this is a very difficult question. First of all, NATO is not going to take up the Kremlin's bait on this, that, you know, NATO is going to go into Ukraine and everything. And it's clear from Macron's comments and from NATO's comments that NATO does not and cannot go into NATO, into Ukraine, because what this would mean. But NATO is very careful, but what Putin's invasion of Russia has done has in fact strengthened NATO. NATO now has two traditionally historic neutral countries in the alliance. Sweden was admitted yesterday, well, at least formally by the Hungarian parliament, which held it up, and Finland. And it's expanded because they are afraid and they want to protect the security of Europe. And so actually what Putin has done has not weakened NATO, but has strengthened it. So it's been pretty counterproductive what he has done. But as regards Russia attacking NATO, and there's all sorts of rumors going out there, this is not going to happen.
Let's come back to Berlin, because Berlin's opinion dominates. In my conversations with you, Judy, over the years, I've come to look at the European page and always pay attention to the German opinion. It seems to be, if not persuasive, always taken into account by other parts of the EU and also of the non-EU part. That would be London. Right now, your understanding, is Germany going to be comfortable with a leader of NATO who comes from, say, the Baltics? I don't want to be extreme about Poland. Would that be a comfortable fit for German opinion?
Probably for German opinion, perhaps not for Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats. But it hasn't become a big debate here yet, which is a pity, because the Baltic states and Poland and Czech Republic, they have been unbelievably committed and consistently committed to supporting Ukraine in all sorts of ways. I mean, emptying out their armaments to support Ukraine, frankly. But I wonder, would the Germans be more comfortable with who's been tipped as a future NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte, the current Prime Minister of Netherlands? Instinctively they would, but actually instinctively they should also look eastwards, because this is a united and whole Europe, and where the other countries east of Berlin should have a leading voice inside NATO.
Judy Dempsey, the editor-in-chief of Strategic Europe, entertaining a debate that it was going to spill out over the next year, especially because of these provocative headlines out of London about the leader of France and the leader of Germany and NATO. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,